Hey guys, so this is just such a important thing around the mindset. So I've had the horses in Queensland a year and was told, oh, good luck finding a farrier. And then I had them at a place and I'm like, we need to find a good farrier and we need to find a good farrier. And the person who was helping me with them was like, yeah, but we can't. I've called this person. You've called this person. We called these people. This person didn't get back to us. This person didn't get back to us. And you just kind of, it's easy to give up, isn't it? It's easy to just settle with the status quo. And then we found someone that could put shoes on horses' feet and just kind of settled with that. And it's absolutely my bad. It's absolutely my something I need to work on, that I'm very much a near enough is good enough, she'll be right kind of person. It's the Aussie in me. And it's not she'll be right, she'll be broken. And it's not near enough is good enough, only the best is good enough. So, but I did. I just, there was so much going on and there was so much to do and I just let this slip. And then Alicia's like, what the hell? And then she was going, holy shit, can't get this fairy, can't get this fairy, can't get this fairy. And she's like, but we have to find a way. We ended up moving the horses and Alicia's just really helped me communicating to people and setting up with people the expectations on how you want them to treat you. You know, people will treat you how, not how you hope they will, but how you kind of insist they will. And yeah, so we found a good farrier. He's an amazing farrier and we're very, very lucky. And I rode her for the first time today and she was amazing, hence why I played with that trot. But videos are uploading now. I'll give them to you guys a little bit later and then I've had enough of the crying. I'm feeling what I'm feeling, but just time to fix it. So I'll send through some questions to Alicia and she can answer them.